You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
I came in a good mood, and now I find out my weekend fun plans are having to be canceled.
What happened?
I just found out that it's illegal in Indiana to catch fish using dynamite or guns.
Well,
so my whole weekend is blown to hell, pun intended.
As fun plans go, that sounds pretty awesome. Come on.
But it also says you can't use your bare hands either, so I guess they don't allow that noodling in Indiana. Where you go catch the catfish with your hands.
You know, that's what my dad was doing. I've told y'all this story before, but many, 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 many years ago. Well, because he was alive. He's been dead for 11 years yesterday, as a matter of fact. But he had a phone that is an old-timey phone that had a cable attached to it where they'd cut the cable off, and it had a little crank on the side. And if you cranked it, that's how it generated electricity. Highly illegal in the state of Louisiana growing up,
And if it's illegal in Louisiana, it's illegal.
But they go out in the boat, and you throw the line over into the water, and when you run the crank, it sends an electric charge through the water and kills the fish, and they just float to the top. You just throw them in the boat.
That's like cheating.
It's very cheating.
It's very cheating.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But then, you know, a lot of people just use a car battery for it. They just throw it out there. And when I've seen it done, it doesn't kill the fish. But the shock causes them to come up to the top and start swimming all crazy.
They throw car batteries.
Yeah. And they make sure to throw the car battery on top of a fish's head to kill it. And then they sweep it up. No, they don't put the car battery in the water.
Oh, I was like, what?
They hook the line up to it, like he was saying. Yeah. And then you crank, when you crank that phone,
right,
you hook the line to the car battery.
You guys do some crazy stuff.
Oh, I know.
But you're right, TJ. It didn't kill him. It brought him up, and they would just scoop him up with nets and hook him up to a string. While they were stunned, they'd hook him up on a big stringer. And then they had so many fish one time, they almost sank the boat. They had to stop and come in because they were just catching fish. Well, they weren't catching them. They were shocking fish right and left.
Yeah, but because in Louisiana, we've got our standards. We don't want to eat fish that were dead first. We don't want to eat fish that died before we could kill them.
Right.
But why noodling? Why is that illegal? That seems like the least form
like the
of
most
cheating
natural
ever.
Way to
you
do it.
You caught it with your hand.
Yeah, I don't understand why that would be illegal. You went into the water and actually reached out and caught that fish with your hands. I don't know why that would be illegal.
And the way it works is you feel around on the bottom of the muddy rivers and stuff, and a big giant catfish. You either put your hand down in front of it and it bites your hand thinking it's food, and then you grab it and pull it up, or some people use their feet to get it to bite and then reach down with their hand. It's just nothing looks fun about that to me.
Hell no.
You know, I grew up as country as a turnip green, and I have never ever looked at that and thought, you know what, I'd like to go noodling.
Yeah.
I want to stay out of nasty muddy water.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
What are they catching in Indiana? Is it same as everywhere else?
Maybe not as many catfish. Yeah. But I think so, yeah. They had the Ohio River running through there and all that.
Probably got some trout. Seems like a place they would have trout.
I think that's more in the... isn't that more in the mountainous regions
with the trout?
Alexis has no idea what she's talking about. It seems like a place they'd probably get trout.
You know.
Yeah, Ohio. It's probably trout country.
Yep. But, you know, I'm not trout trying vibes. To go to Indiana anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe if somebody said, all right, well, you won the Powerball, but you got to go to the Indiana office to get it, and I may go. But other than that, I'm like, oosh. Yeah. That's where my wife's, all of her family lives.
Yeah.
In Muncie area, Muncie, Indiana.
Welcome to Muncie.
That's how I told y'all they pronounce it, not Indianapolis, but Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. They leave that E sound out of the middle of it.
Y'all going to the Indianapolis 500? Yeah. That's hard to say. Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah. They're into NASCAR, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the Indianapolis 500 is not NASCAR.
Oh, that's not NASCAR.
That's open wheel racing.
They're racing. Like, they're just
racing in general. There's a lot of racing in Indiana, yeah.
And it's that Indianapolis is kind of the way a lot of Southerners will leave the middle syllable out of the word salary or celery. Hey, he's making a good salary down there.
Sorry.
That got celery in it. I love celery.
Very true. Amazingly true. Let's see what's trending.
Now trending on the Ace and TJ Show.
Looks like there was an earthquake around L.A. this morning about an hour ago. So that
cheers
is the...
Cheers. Oh, cheers, I didn't know what you were doing. There we go. We did that for the cameras.
Did you see that TikTok of the two women that are at like IHOP and they... She hands the other woman her plate to get the potatoes off her plate, and the other woman just thinks she's cheersing her.
The plate.
So she like taps. She goes, "Go take the potatoes."
That's funny.
Like, you cheers plates you. Together. You, do you cheers with plates?
Yeah, she was like, "I thought you were cheersing me, so I just held up my plate. Cheers." So there was an earthquake this morning around L.A. That is the top trending topic. # earthquake. Not about the beloved comedian Earthquake. He's great. Still love him. Justin Bieber sold his music catalog for close to $200 million yesterday to a company called Hypnosis Holdings. So $200 million people are discussing. Is that, did you think it would go for more or did you think that's plenty?
Well, here's the catch. It's the biggest deal, biggest money deal for anybody from Justin Bieber's generation, but okay. Not close to what they've paid Bruce Springsteen, Neil Diamond, some of the more classic acts, because they say they haven't stood the test of time yet. So these songs aren't considered necessarily classics. But here's the best part that I think for Justin Bieber. He sold everything up to December 31st, 2022. So what is he? Like 30 years old, 32 years old, something like that? So in other words, he's got $200 million for the songs he's already done. He's still got a full career to do it again, to write more songs, and then sell the rest of that catalog off. So it's not like his career stops now. You know, Springsteen's not going to write any more classic songs, probably. Yeah,
prayers have been answered.
You know,
I would sit and listen to Justin Bieber's entire catalog twice before I would want to listen to one greatest hits album of Bruce Springsteen's.
Man. Drop the hammer. Yeah, I'm not crazy, but I don't know any Bruce Springsteens, really.
Yeah.
He sucks.
He's
terrible.
He's great.
Terrible. It's one of those things where I think people got in, it's the boss, it's Bruce Springsteen. And then all those people from New Jersey were so passionate about it. And then people listen to it. He's not a good singer. His songs haven't really, I mean, if you just take the words, if somebody redid one of his songs, I wouldn't go, wow, that's a great song.
Oh, you
it's
would.
Not, it's not that I just don't.
Oh, my God.
It's not that I just don't like his voice or his personality or the way he looks. Or he's a disgusting human being.
I was about to say, like, what? Where does he lean politically?
Oh, yeah.
So I can understand.
Very left. That's part of
why
it.
Why he talking so much?
Glory days, Born to Run, Thunder Road. I mean, those songs are phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Born to Run is an incredible. Tramps Like Us, Baby, We Were Born to Run. That's an amazing song.
Sounds great.
It is. It is.
I don't like that kind of white people music.
Yeah, it seems very white. Outside of the Northeast, like, that's kind of his hub, right? Like Jersey, New York. Does everybody know Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, he plays stadiums around the world.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
He cleans them.
Man, cleaning them.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, I thought they said Justin Timberlake's catalog only sold for $100 million. So Justin Bieber got double that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Justin Bieber's had more hits than Justin Timberlake as a solo artist.
You think?
I think so, yeah.
I love seeing Justin Timberlake fail. So that's so particularly good news. I don't want to see that man succeed because I'm bitter and angry about him. Paris Hilton is a new mother. So if you wanted to feel old today, Paris Hilton, now a mother. But she's, you know, I think she's close to 40.
Yeah, and you see how fast she's gotten back into shape?
She just whipped it right back into shape.
Huh? Yeah.
So, yeah, people were talking, TMZ said, we've seen her lately, and she definitely was not pregnant. Like, just being snotty. So it looks like, but you know, she's married. That guy seems like very nice. They did a little miniseries about their wedding and stuff. He seems like a very normal, down-to-earth guy.
I haven't seen her anything in a while, but maybe 6-8 months ago, I saw her in some kind of interview. I don't know how I stumbled across it, whatever. But she seems like a very different person now.
Yeah.
Like, very self-deprecating. Like, I don't know what I was doing there for a while. I was crazy when I was young, but she seemed to be really calmed down.
What was crazy is that we found out that she got that baby voice from her mom. Her mom does it.
Yeah.
She goes, "Oh, my God." You know, it's weird. And it's like, oh, you picked that up from your mother. Because she doesn't sound like that at all.
Her mom is on one of those Housewives, isn't she? She's one of those shows. Kathy.
Is that Kathy Hilton?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They got a nice place there in Greenville, North Carolina, where we stayed last Friday night.
Yeah, just a lovely bed, very comfortable.
Yeah.
Great ballroom. We had a great event.
Yep, for sure. So we'll get to more, but those right now are a few things that are now trending.
Next time you see Paris, tell us. Tell her mom thanks for that.
Thanks, Kath.
Friday nights.
Oh, Kath.
Your friends call her Paris. That'd be funny as a nickname, Paris.
Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Paris.
Yeah.
Paris.
We will warm your heart in a few minutes with the person that we all should be, should at least aspire to be. And we got to get prepped and ready because something big is coming to the Ace and TJ Show tomorrow that you're going to love. Next.
Hear the Ace and TJ Show anytime at acetj.com. And now you can see the Ace and TJ Show. acetj.tv. How you want, when you want. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Quick, I need somebody before we go any further to look at YouTube. The show's live on YouTube. You can watch it. I got a mix mash of colors going over here today with yellow gels and red and washing me out.
Yikes.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of because I can't look right now.
I hope that shirt you're wearing shows up good on camera, well on camera, because that's a cool shirt.
Go to YouTube. Like it's ACTJ TV on YouTube. You can watch the show live, but I'm afraid to even look at this right now. Oh my God. Telling me the red light looked better.
You look like you're in a horror movie.
What are we doing?
What kind of movie, Rob?
A horror movie.
Oh,
horror movie.
Tell me what channel that movie's on.
My baby hairs look on point, though.
Yeah, you got them. I mean, it looks like they really greased down today.
Yeah, that's how like regular grease.
How much grease you got? Oh, you just need to change the oil in your hair?
Yeah. Oh. I got to wash it. Today's gonna be wash day.
Sorry.
All right. Well, everybody go look at YouTube so you can see how crazy Ace looks before it gets changed.
Yeah, I just cut the light off.
So he already changed it.
That whole time, it looks good. And then I recorded a thing called Today in History that airs. If you watch the show live, it airs in the breaks. I probably look terrible on that because it's close up.
No, it's not bad.
Is it close up or up close?
Both of them.
It'd be the same thing. It's a close up, yeah. Which is up close.
I think it's a Southern thing. Yeah. We say close up all the time is the way we would say it normal people, Southern people.
I'm ready for my close up.
My up close.
Sometimes you just need something that's kind of a feel-good moment. And today in Delicious Audio, there's a guy who told BBC Breakfast this. How old is this guy, Riggins, that you sent this to me?
100.
100 years old. And this is the guy we should all aspire to be.
Mess. Whenever I'm saying, how are you, Jody? How are you feeling?
Is that?
Blah, blah, blah. Because obviously...
Our YouTube channel. I guess I hit it and it was playing a clip of TJ and Jody's house. I'm that upset about how bad I look on TV today. Just cut it off. Here we go.
When I opened the envelope and read the...
he got an award.
...from the Cabinet Office was that this was some form of con. You know, I'm a just a run-of-the-mill guy who just does something which has helped me get through my week.
Now, here's what he does, and I should have mentioned this before, but I was so upset about how bad I look on TV.
Yeah,
he goes around and teaches kids to read.
Yeah, he's a volunteer at the local elementary school. Yeah. So the city gave him an award. And he lives alone. He's like, you know, his wife died.
Yeah.
So that's how he spends his day. And like, he talks about how he now feels like he has a place to belong.
Yeah, listen to him talk about this. It's incredible.
I enjoy it. I get more out of it than the children, I'm sure, do. Plus the fact that my street cred is tremendous. Because, you know, I'll be going anywhere in the village, as it were, and a child will shout out, "Hello, Mr. Davies!" And I feel 10 feet high. It's a lovely, warm feeling. I belong.
Stop.
Sound like an old pervert to me.
Stop it. He's so cute.
Yeah, how sweet
really
is that guy?
You really falling for that?
Think he's a pervert?
Yeah. Some it's sort terrible. Of a con artist.
Because he's teaching kids how to read?
No, but I can just tell.
I was going to say, like, at least he's not like a gross 100-year-old.
Yeah, he's like a little cute grandpa.
He just looks like a normal old guy.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's 100.
No, he doesn't.
He probably looks like he's about 75 or 80, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe street 80 years cred.
Old. I like got street
that.
Cred, Dad.
I know, that's dope.
Yeah, but that's the guy we should all aspire to be. Just feels like he belongs in his community, helping everybody out. That's cool. Tomorrow,
the teachers are so bad they can't do their job. You got to step in and help with it.
Tomorrow on the Ace and TJ show. Did we come up with a name for this yet? We've just been calling it the food quiz.
The food feud.
That's good. That's pretty good.
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Turn that microphone down a little bit.
I don't look at the monitor, see what the YouTubes looks like while we're doing it.
Yeah.
But does Rob's face pop up when he says something like that? If not, it just I'm going, what did that get from?
Sometimes yes, but like in that moment, I'm sure it didn't because you didn't really have a time, didn't know he was going to be talking. Normally, it's after he starts talking, his face will pop up in the bottom right hand corner of the screen.
Yeah, probably
so
scared.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Spooky.
So, Rob and I are not known as foodies by any stretch of the imagination. So, tomorrow we're going to have a food quiz, me versus Rob, to see who knows the most or least, however you want to do it. Well, what was the question you had yesterday, Riggins, as an example? Despato or something?
Yep, despato.
Yeah, that's what it was.
What was it called? Despacho. Thank you.
What was one of the unique characteristics about the soup? Gazpacho.
Yeah.
And you threw a bit of a temper tantrum and said, next question.
Yeah.
So that was one of the easy.
Well,
that was
of course,
round
I'm
one.
Not going to know gazpacho.
Gazpacho.
Gazpacho, whatever it is. I'm not going to know that.
The guy that invented Pinocchio is gazpacho. But that was. I built them out into rounds. They get progressively harder, but I can give you more easy ones if you want.
Give us one more example of an easy one.
What's the main ingredient used to make guacamole?
Avocados.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. I'm in the game then.
What are escargot?
Snails.
Snails. Egg. Okay.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
In the UK, what are bangers?
Bangers
and mash.
Yeah. What are bangers? I don't know. What are they?
Sausages.
Oh, okay.
Sausages. Yeah, well, I wasn't going to get there.
I'm going to eat in stupid England anyway. It's a dumb question.
And I love your reasoning. I'm not going to eat that. Yeah. I'm not going to eat gazpacho.
I'm not eating in England. So anyway, that's to give you an idea. So that's don't miss it. Tomorrow morning at this time, it should be pretty entertaining on the Ace and TJ Show.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Look, we're not supposed to lie. We're just not supposed to. But some of us have been doing it for a long, long time. Next.
Get more Ace and TJ than ever before. Wait a minute. At acetj.com or acetj.tv, you can hear and see the Ace and TJ Show anytime you want. More Ace and TJ is coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free,
so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Would you lie to get a good paying job? Alexis?
Nope.
Briggins?
Definitely not.
TJ?
Well, it depends on what I got to lie about.
Yeah, what's the lie?
Yeah, about what am I lying?
A new poll finds that many Americans are willing to lie to their potential employer about everything from their education to their references. Nearly 6 in 10 say rising costs and inflation would motivate them to lie on a resume in 2023. 55% of the American workers already lied on the resume at least once in their life. That means up to 42.5 million people have lied to get a new job in 2022 alone. 42.5 million people. Men admit to lying more for the new job, but over half the women said they did lie. And as for people getting creative with their resumes, 72% of people looking for work in the manufacturing industry lie to employers, according to the poll. Healthcare workers and those seeking a job in the creative arts follow closely behind.
Healthcare, that's
scary. Yeah, don't be lying about that.
I don't want healthcare workers lying on their resumes.
I'm a neurosurgeon. Yeah.
Well, what would someone say the most important job in the world is?
President.
Right.
Yeah.
Our president. Not really. Has been proven to have lied on his college about his college record, his transcript, all of that stuff, in order to get elected and all. That was years and years ago. He hasn't lied since, but years and years ago he did. So, yeah, I mean, as long as you're not lying against your principles, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like if somebody said, hey, we're going to pay you this big salary, TJ, to come work for us. But we don't really hire Christians, so I hope you're not a Christian. I wouldn't lie and say, oh, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, no,
I wouldn't do that.
Of course not.
I'd punch him in the head.
but
will be smoked.
Do they call it, a lie, though? And I guess it is technically a lie if you say things like, say you said you graduated with honors and you didn't. Mm-hmm. Or are you graduated from such and such high school, in reality you got a GED. Would that be a lie?
No.
I don't know.
As long as it says that school on your GED, does it? I don't know. Does the GED give you a high school?
No, I don't think so.
What's the lie like? But you've seen people before that just have lied about things like graduating college. When they check on it, they go, well, this person never actually attended that college.
School of Hard Knocks is where I graduated from.
School of the Streets.
What is
my college?
Okay, but
Street University.
Yep.
But let's take it out of the job
Street
context.
Honor roll.
What is the lie you say you regularly tell this lie? Is it your age? Is it that you love someone? Yeah, think about that. Do you lie about the age of your kids just to get free meals? And I've told y'all before. My dad let me know early on. You know, we went to the races that day, and he said, he's 5. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm 6. I just had a birthday. It slipped my mind because 5 and under got in free. You know, maybe no one gets hurt. It's a little beneficial lie for you and your life.
Yeah.
But you regularly tell this lie. Now, if you want to be anonymous, DM us at the Ace TJ Show. And if you know somebody that has a good one, I mean, don't tell us who they are, but just say, hey, like, you know, a family member, whatever the case might be, that you know regularly lies about something.
Yeah, these little lies like this, I think there'll be more women admit to it than men. Like where they lie and they tell their husband, your hair looks great like that, or no, I didn't put any onions in that dish. Eat it. You're fine. No, that's not fattening. That is on your diet. When it's really not. It'd be plumpers.
Plumpers.
It's 2 points.
Here's a great example. Felicia says on our front page of our Facebook page, already answered. She doesn't say where she works, but she said, I lie when people ask me if the food is really good where I work. So she knows where she works. The food is not that great. So at the Ace TJ show, I lie when I blank. That one lie you regularly tell. We'll see what we get next.
The Ace and TJ show is now more audio at acetj.com and more video at acetj.tv. Hear and see the show anytime, how you want, when you want. This is the Ace and TJ show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Lie when I blank. It's a regular lie that you tell. Now, not that I would expect anybody on the show would even admit to it if they had one, but does anybody have one that you lie about regularly? Your age,
no,
your height, or anything like that?
Yeah. Obviously, nobody's doing it. I go the other way with it. It's to a self-deprecating lie. You know, like when I say I'm 81 years old.
Yeah.
But
I weigh 421 pounds.
A few people have shared their lies. Chrissy said that I put the money in gas, but I stopped at a fast food place. So who's she telling that lie to?
Husband.
Yeah. Is that, you think it's her husband?
Yeah.
Or probably anybody else who she thinks would be Jurgen.
Didn't I just give you? I just put gas money in here.
I'll tell you something that's fun, though. If you think somebody's lying to you, as soon as they say what it is that you think is a lie, look at them in the face and just yell, lies! Like that.
Yeah, I'm sure
that's
that would
funny.
Be
lies!
Great. Yeah.
Lies!
This would be fantastic.
And then they say it again, lies, lies, lies!
Liar, liar, pins on fire.
You talk about easy way to win an argument with my wife. She cowers after that.
I'm sure she just backs down immediately.
Lies.
Whenever that takes place.
Lies.
Has anybody ever lied to an employer?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've always felt like they were going to find out, and then you were going to be in trouble. Trouble.
But you mean lie as in like you weren't really sick that day, or lie as in lie to get your job?
To get a job. Oh. Like, we've never lied to get a job, you know, with anybody.
Because, like, what are the requirements to work here? I wouldn't even have to lie. I'm a doctor. Thing.
Yeah, the only thing that you would lie about is not having a criminal record or something.
Yeah, I smoked like an ounce of weed before I came in the first
day. But then again.
Right.
I was pretty sure that it wasn't going to require like a very strenuous like mental exam.
Yeah, you're pretty sure we weren't going to do any kind of test on you. Yeah, right.
Mm. No point.
But the whole criminal record thing, I just shot that out of the water too, because Alexis has that.
Oh, wow.
We hired her.
Stop it.
You don't?
Not anymore.
No, right.
Has that been expunged?
It's just, it comes off your record after 7 years.
Okay.
It was a DUI.
So I got a slightly clean record. Don't play with me.
Yeah, you got dusty record.
Can you have a slightly clean record?
Yeah.
It's not dirty, it's just strewn.
Yeah, it's got like a little streak in it. That's it.
What is it? Radio family, what did you get expunged? What are you working on getting expunged?
I got to get that off my record.
We all make a little mistakes here and there.
Sure. I beat that case. Yeah. Rob, that's a warrant.
Take D. Rob, you ever lied to get a job?
Not to get a job, no.
What have you lied about?
I mean, while I'm at the job, like I'm going to be there today. That's the best example.
I will be there.
Adam said.
Did you often, previous jobs, did you often skip out?
I mean, I would often call and say I wasn't going to be there, but there was only one time that I just didn't show up anymore.
Just once.
Just once.
Uh-huh. That was a day. But you did show up earlier that day and pick up your check.
That's correct.
And then just never went back to your shift that afternoon or any afternoon thereafter.
And I'm sure as I was leaving, I was like, see you later. See you this afternoon.
Yeah. Hey,
psych. I'm going to run to the bank, grab something. I'll be back at 2. They're like, all right, we'll see you in a couple hours. Okay.
They might think I'm dead. I don't know.
He was at an amusement park, so that ride you were supposed to run that day is probably just still sitting there. Well, he said he was going to be back.
Who's watching Thunder Road right now?
Did that happen a lot in the restaurant business, Alexis, where people just didn't show up?
Oh, every single day almost. You have to be prepared for it.
Yeah, because we had it in radio, guys. The guy that did overnights on the radio station lived with the guy that worked on the country station. The country station guy came in one day. His name was Scott. And he goes, hey, I think he's not coming in anymore. And we said, why? He goes, because all of his stuff is gone from our apartment.
Wow, he just jet.
He just bailed. Middle of the night. Never seen him. Never heard from him since. He was there one day.
Oh, he killed somebody.
The next day, he's gone.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Or he robbed somebody.
Yeah. But you know what?
Somebody was after him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the time, nobody thought much about it. Well, that's just radio. That's what happens. No big deal.
Yeah, back when radio people were still cool.
Yeah. Because it's cool just to disappear from your job and not tell them that you're leaving.
No, I mean, the cool people were the ones going, oh, well, that's part of it.
Yeah. Whatever. It happens.
Now you'd have to have some sort of a corporate board meeting with HR there.
Yeah.
Everybody wearing their own little polos that had the station logo on it.
Riggins did used to lie at his job because the first job that we ever hired Riggins to do was to do some sales stuff for ATJ Inc.
That's true.
And Riggins would sit in the conference room and say, I made phone calls all day yesterday. And he admitted later he lied. He wouldn't call anybody.
You weren't calling anybody?
I made a couple calls. But in my defense, I was probably the best salesman.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your government at work. Ticketmaster was appearing in front of Congress yesterday, and it was embarrassing in a lot of ways. I'll tell you why in Now Trending coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show 5G app is sponsored by Papa John's. Order now on our app, the Papa John's app, or papajohns.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.